I want to clarify something here a little bit about like what was reported about Kuminga and the Warriors offering him a contract, but he didn't take it. They wanted to get him for around 30. He wanted more than that. This is from Sham Sharania.
Right.
And this is a discussion he had with Kendra Andrews after they wrote a story on the contract extension that didn't get done. And I just read it, and it's, I don't want to say convoluted, but it's tough to figure out what's actually being said by whom here. But it says, this is from Sham Sharania. Jonathan Kuminga, I'm told, won't be getting an extension done. He believes strongly in his play, and believes he has a chance to be a star-level player. You look at Pascal Siakam, Kawhi Leonard, players who he could have the trajectory of. The Warriors do want to see how this plays out, and they're keeping a key eye on the fit between him and Steve Kerr. So
he never said that.
He never said it, but it's out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, got a long way to go.
Somebody just texted in, how long did it take Jaylen Brown to become what he is now?
Yeah, that's a good point. Jaylen Brown played 1 year at Cal.
Still can't go left.
Just 1 year at Cal.
Yeah.
Right.
I love him.
And you look at him now, 6, 7, 8 years later, he's a hell of a player.
Yep.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get the season off to a good start with a 139-104 win over the Blazers. Let's go to Philadelphia. Let's talk to Jason. He's got three takeaways from last night's game. What's going on, Jason? How you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny? What's up, Guru?
Hey.
So I had three takeaways from last night, and the first was Hill should be the first off the bench. Mm. I like what he provides space in. He's automatic from three right now and looks perfect for the system. And after watching him through the preseason, I think he has a chance at sixth man of the year if he keeps it up.
He's that type of player, yeah.
He's our backup. Yeah. Todd is our backup point. Facilitates well, fills in all the gaps. And I think the pressure not to have to score is really going to make him even more impactful in that second unit. Him and he'll look really good together. And I think he'll work well with anybody in that unit. And then the big one, JK should not be on the wing. He doesn't have the handles. He can't shoot consistently yet. And he scores at the rim so much. He's better when he's at the four, and you can get him on short rolls, backdoor cuts, possible lobs. And he doesn't have to worry about getting into the paint and then navigating traffic. Because last night, they really were packing the paint. They were backing up all shooters a lot. And when they would double step and dare anyone else to make a play. And gratefully, we got the talent now to do it. So with those things said, my question to you guys, and I'll let y'all run, is how do you think JK would handle coming off the bench? Because I think he's best at the four. And you don't want JK playing a bunch of center. I mean, you don't want Dre playing a bunch of center. So I think they should go Steph, Melton, Wiggs, Dre, CJD. Well, how do y'all think JK would handle that?
I mean,
great call, man. I listened to you and Evan
yesterday.
He's
got to handle it.
You guys had your top five questions for the season, Steiny?
Yeah.
And one of them was mine. I wasn't here, obviously, but in my head I was thinking if Kuminga had a diminished role or how he would take coming off the bench. Now, I could hear your voice in my head of, Goo, it doesn't matter, but it does to the extent of, I'm not saying privilege or a scholarship. I'm just saying, how would he handle it? Because we've seen some things even last year when, you know, things get muddled with this playing time. So, I mean, right now, Steiny, I feel like to get the best of Jonathan Kuminga, as crazy as it sounds, as he has to be in the starting lineup. But that caller made all the points we were talking about with the navigation. And the navigation comes from a slick handle. And right now, he doesn't have that. And, you know, we'll see. Because right now, he's at the three. And if you're telling me he's better at the four, Steiny, already, and that can happen. It's one game in. But I don't think that caller was far off by any stretch.
And maybe that's something the Warriors are going to have to figure out.
And just I think because, they have been trying.
Just because they won by 35 last night doesn't mean that Wiggins and Kuminga can play together. But it doesn't mean they can either, just because one of them had a good game and the other didn't have a great game. Again, as it pertains to Kuminga, I mean, what would you – like, this is also the way I look at it. Okay, we offered you 30. You didn't want it. You declined 30 because you wanted 40 or 50. Okay, well, we're not going to give you that now because you're not a $40 or $50 million player. Mm. So it's up to Kuminga.
Right.
That's a period, end of story.
And I'll put it right on the table, which I believe a rat on the table brought to you by Edco. Got a lot of rats running out here in the city, Stoney. I'll say this. He's not playing in Portland. He's not playing in Atlanta. So, again, the reason I bring up those two examples and those two cities and teams is if it were like that, an open gym style, this dude would show you more. This is a system. You got to think and move. And I'm not saying he can't do that, but Steiny, he's got a too short. You got to get in where you fit in. And right now, I don't know where he fits in, but I know he needs to be in my starting lineup. But good God, I'm watching him think, and the word I keep coming up with, partner, is clunky. And it's one game, and hopefully goes off tomorrow night and Sunday, and there's nothing to see here. But Steiny, these are opportunities, man.
You know, the one thing I want to say about Kuminga is, and I don't know how many people think this, but if they do, I think it's completely unfair. Like, I do not think that Jonathan Kuminga's got an attitude problem. I don't think that at all. I don't think he's a head case. I don't think he's selfish. I think he's still trying to figure out what is best suited for him to fit into an NBA game. I think at times he's confused, which is natural for a young player. But the one thing I do want to push back on, I think sometimes he does get discouraged, but I do not think that Jonathan Kuminga is selfish or an attitude problem or somebody who's going to bring this team down. Mm. I just don't.
Well, he hasn't been that.
Let's go to our main man, Priest.
Let's see what he's got.
Priest in Palo Alto. What's up, Priest?
Hey, all right, how you guys doing?
Talk to us, baby.
Look here, man. Y'all, I started to come in here flamethrowing.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
But I'm going to back off. Because I'm sick and tired of y'all bashing this kid. For no reason, man. You watch him for 5 minutes, and you come up with all these conclusions about who and what he is. That, to me, is just ludicrous. He started off with had a bad game. He's not allowed that. Not at all.
Priest, nobody. Real first quick, I'm going to give it back to you, Priest. Nobody's bashing him. And listen, this is not his first rodeo. The rat on the table, Priest, is the team says slow down in regard to giving him the dividends. So don't bring that to me and Steiny like we're coming in here crucifying the kid. Steiny just laid it out. I think he's got all the potential in the world. All I'm telling you, Priest, is the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. This team don't determine his future.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
He could get that money somewhere else.
Mm.
He could go somewhere else and get the money and be as great as he wants to be. This team just has their idea of what he is.
Wow, okay.
On this team. That's it. That is it, and that is all.
So you don't feel like they're using him right. You don't feel like they're using him right then with that statement,
man,
it sounds like.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, I think Steve Kerr, man, cripples Kuminga and Moody.
Mm.
And he never should have took him out of the game. He had a bad start, and he took him out of the game. So what happens is everybody looks at him and say, look, he can't do it. Steve Kerr had it. Y'all think every decision Steve Kerr makes is biblical. And in my opinion, this sucker has a specious logic about how he sees the game and how people fit in how he sees the game. That's one person.
Wow.
Man. That's one dude. And all I'm saying is this. I think what I saw in, during the preseason with Jonathan Kuminga, I think Jonathan Kuminga, the player you see right now, at the end of this year, will be a completely different player.
Nobody said, hey, Priest.
All right, thanks, Priest. Appreciate the call.
I was just about to tell him, starting, we go back to Pete Franklin, two flats on the Cadillac, but his issue was with Kerr, and he brought it to our dojo. We are not bashing Jonathan Kuminga.
I don't want to get into something that we don't really have to get into for a while, but the one thing that Kuminga does not have going for him, if you want to talk about the contract, is there are not going to be a lot of teams with money at the end of the season. There just aren't, and he's a restricted free agent. And the way it works, if he's still on this team and finishes the year, is another team can offer him a contract, and then the Warriors decide whether they want to match the contract or not. So if and what we've seen this a lot with restricted free agents, a lot of teams are hesitant to offer a contract to a restricted free agent because they're essentially doing the negotiating for the team that he's going to end up on, which is the Warriors, who will match the salary if they want to keep him.
Mm.
And, you know, he might find himself in a tricky spot. He might. But we're one game into the season, and I don't think anybody's bashing Kuminga either.
Nor you or I. I'm rooting for the kid. Not Ben rooting, but Stani, tell me if you disagree. Evan, jump in. The clock is ticking, and the clock has been ticking, and they chose to give Moody, I know it was a lower salary, but he re-upped. Jonathan Kuminga was the first one to get subbed last night, and you could tell that Priest and other Kuminga fans are frustrated at Kerr, but don't make it sound like we come in here after one game and bash him, because we have not.
The other thing about Kuminga is if the Warriors thought he was a $30 million player and he thinks he's a $40 or $50 million player, then he's got to find a team that wants to pay him $40 or $50 million. And I don't know if there's teams out there that are chomping at the bit to do that.